52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The sound of Kansas City Chiefs fans celebrating in Glendale, Arizona as Harrison Butker kicked what would be the Super Bowl winning field goal with just seconds to go. It gave the Chiefs a 38-35 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Kansas City's second title in the last four seasons. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the game's most valuable player. Rihanna performed at halftime, and afterwards, her representative confirmed she is pregnant. Earlier Sunday, a U.S. fighter jet shot down a flying object for the third day in a row, this one over Lake Huron. Assistant Secretary of Defense Melissa Dalton says,
"We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, including enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase in objects that we've detected over the past week."
Turkey's Justice Ministry has launched a criminal investigation in connection with the deaths from last week's earthquake. More than 33,000 people have died. This is ABC News. Magic Mike's Last Dance topped the box office in its debut. Avatar: The Way of Water was second. Titanic, in a re-release, was third. Both of those movies directed by James Cameron. The weekend saw the Los Angeles chapter of the School Employees International Union vote to authorize a strike. Local 99 president Conrado Guerrero says members would rather stay on the job, but
the minimum wages that we're getting, the not a full-time hours, those things are starting to boil up with the members.
This union includes cafeteria workers, school bus drivers, and other district employees. It does not include teachers. Students in New Hampshire walked out of their school Friday to protest a new school policy that bans the use of urinals. School board member says it's a compromise for a proposal that would have blocked children from using the facilities based on their gender identities. The superintendent of a New Jersey school district where a 14-year-old girl died by suicide after she was seen on video being beaten by other students has resigned. Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fighting away a temptation, walk on my way to the light. Oh, I know I can make it happen, that I can do anything. Messiah.
sky.
Kevy, we are local music. Essential Last Crack from 2002's Run Head Start Screaming with Sean Anthony Brown on lead vocals. That is Squeeze It. Before that, Downbeat Dirt Messiah from Burning Time back in 1991. Essential Last Crack every Saturday night, 11 o'clock. Here on Max Inc. Radio. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. filling in for Rocker tonight. Music on the way from Jimmy at the Prom, Rapscallion. We'll do some Joyce Attack and Cold Black River. Right now is Carbellion, brand new music from them. The song is called Bar Fight on Max Inc. Heavy.
Rolling in and ready for round.
is great. Ocean light. The fire that wakes.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
I'm not afraid to
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Jimmy at the Prom from Milwaukee, Made of Wax. Cold Black River before that with Oh My Goodness. Speaking of Oh My Goodness, we got some flashback rock and roll coming up after the break here. Half Past Zero from 2007 and Rathscallion from 2002 is next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The sound of Kansas City Chiefs fans celebrating in Glendale, Arizona, as Harrison Butker kicked what would be the Super Bowl-winning field goal with just seconds to go. It gave the Chiefs a 38-35 win over the Philadelphia Eagles, its Kansas City's second title in the last four seasons. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the game's most valuable player. Rihanna performed at halftime, and afterwards her representative confirmed she is pregnant. Earlier Sunday, a U.S. fighter jet shot down a flying object for the third day in a row, this one over Lake Huron. Assistant Secretary of Defense Melissa Dalton says,
"We have been more closely scrutinizing our airspace at these altitudes, including enhancing our radar, which may at least partly explain the increase in objects that we've detected over the past week."
Turkey's Justice Ministry has launched a criminal investigation in connection with the deaths from last week's earthquake. More than 33,000 people have died. This is ABC News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Oh,
It's just a matter of time. Matter of time, baby.
Back to 2007 with that one, Half Past Zero and Rock and Roll Hell from their album Devils in Disguise. Some Rapscallion before that with San Andreas, one of my favorite songs from 2002 from Rapscallion. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to try to squeeze in some Romero before the night is done. And maybe some older Chaos Revolution Theory and Fall to Rise. Sounds like a plan right now. I promised you this last half hour. Here it is. Droids Attack on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Heavy. That is Romero and Take the Potion. Haven't heard Romero in a long time. They're awesome. Droids Attack before that. How you doing, everybody? Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure you get a hold of us, MaxIncRadio@gmail.com, to send us music. And tune in next week, 6 p.m. to midnight, every Saturday night. It's original local music from Wisconsin, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Got that Fall to Rise just around the corner right now with my buds in Chaos Revolution Theory from CRT6. This is KMF on Max Inc. Radio and Max Inc. Heavy.
promise you won't say there.
Are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.